Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. The question today, everybody, is how long are you willing to live a life you don't love? Meet Herdi Verwoerd. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, today coming at you live all the way from Austria, I would like to welcome Herdi Verwoerd. Now, Herdi was a project manager and consultant in the Dutch corporate world for over 17 years, but she has since left corporate life and moved to Austria to follow her passion for mountain hiking by becoming a mountain hiking guide. Because Herdi had been coaching in some way, shape, or form all of her career, she quickly realized that hiking offers a great opportunity to have meaningful and deep conversations with people. So she became a soon-to-be ICF-certified coach. And through her business, Dare Greatly Coaching, she combines both of her passions, guiding people on the mountain and at the same time, guiding them in life. So welcome, Herdi, all the way from Austria.
Well, thank you, Lynette. I'm happy to be here. I'm really excited. I've been listening to some of the episodes of your show. I really like it.
Well, thank you so much. And I know based on what you have done in your life and the leap that you made out of corporate and onto the mountain, that you have a lot of great insight to share and inspiration, I feel, to share with my audience. So I'm excited to hear about that. And before we get into that, though, you know that I like to start the show with a sentiment that's valuable to my guests. So do you have an idea that's important to you that you can share?
Well, I like the fact that lots of your shows start with quotes because I'm really a quote person. And one of the quotes that is one of my main motivators right now and for the last couple of years, really, is a quote that I slightly adapted from Self magazine and goes like this: be a mountain seeker. Most of us try to avoid mountains, but what's so good about that? Think about it. Flat tires, flat hair, flat returns, and the ultimate, flatlining. Life happens on mountains. There are opportunities to prove to yourself that you're stronger than you ever imagined. If you never attempt the ascent, you'll never know what it's like to be swooshing down on the other side. And that, for me, really says it all.
Really, that I can understand why you find value in that. I mean, I can only imagine, and based on the pictures that I have seen of you, and of course, like any good podcast host, I made sure to stalk your Facebook page, but you have fabulous pictures.
I mean, thank you.
Amazing shots. And so I can see, you know, your passion, and for you, it's mountain hiking, but I know you also said right now you're a ski instructor and you just love the outdoors in general.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I was so unhappy in a corporate job. I was stuck in meetings pretty much all the time. I'm sure anybody that's been in the corporate world and has been in a project management or consultant position knows that most of the time you're spending either writing a report, talking about a report, or thinking about a report that you're going to be talking about.
Exactly. So, and you know what? So many of my fellow motivators out there are in jobs that have them locked inside. And you're the person out there roaming around the mountain with your dog by your side, your backpack on, just smiling away, loving life. How did this start for you, though?
It must have been around 2000. I must have been around 40 or something. As most of those people around 40 start thinking about, is this what it is that I want to be doing the rest of my life? And after having come back from a burnout, that really was the answer to that question was really very clear. It was no, I didn't. So that had me starting to think about what it was that I did want to be doing. And I was very fortunate. I worked for at the same company for 17 years. I had a really good relationship with everybody I was working with, and they allowed me to do an outplacement trajectory. So I picked an outplacement company that was going to help me figure out what it is that I wanted to do with the rest of my life, instead of just putting me in a different position or in a similar position with a different company. And I decided to finally get a dog, because I always wanted one. And I was like, well, if I wait until I have time, I'll be 60 plus or 65, and I might not even have the stamina or the health. My health would have declined so far that I won't be able to. So I got a dog, adjusted my life so my dog would fit into my life, and I had to find a different vacation destination. I used to come to the United States 4 weeks a year, and that is impossible with a dog. So I decided to discover Europe and found Austria, the mountains in Austria, and I fell in love with the mountains. And I fell in love with that feeling of being outside all the time and walking around mountains and just the whole physicality of it. And I remember that first week, just about every turn I took, I was like, geez, incredibly gorgeous around here. How is it that I didn't know that? How is it that I had to go to the United States to find beautiful countryside, when there was beautiful countryside about a 10-hour drive from my home? So that's how I found Austria and how I found my passion for my mountain hiking.
You know, let me ask you a question. Do you think that when they talk about people and having midlife crisis, because you just made me think of something, a new thought.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that when they say midlife crisis, do you think that people, you know, obviously people begin to fear regret and, you know, they're done tolerating, like you just talked about, you just didn't want to do that anymore. But do you think it also has to do with maturity and knowing what you really want and understanding what it means to kind of be more aware and conscious about what life is truly about at that age? What do you think about that?
I think you have a point. I don't quite know when you make choices around the same ages as we do, I think. So when I was about 17, 18, I really had to start about what was I going to go to university or was I going to do college, you know, that kind of thought process I was going through. And I had no clue. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. But, you know, in my family and I was really motivated, or at least my parents were trying to motivate me to continue my education, not take a year off and try and figure out and find myself, you know, that kind of thing.
Because parents are always afraid the kids won't go back to school.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what my father said. He said, well, if you step out now, you are never going to go back to school. And I understand that, and I you know, completely appreciate the thought process behind it, because they want the best for you. And the best is often something that is what they want for you is better to have it better than they had. And that often involves education, at least from their point of view. So, you know, I just sort of picked some kind of, it's almost like drawing a straw. That's almost how I picked the subject I was going to study.
So common. That is so common. And what subject did you study?
I have a bachelor degree in facility management.
Okay.
So I, you know, and I think I was maybe a month, 2 months into that study, and I knew, you know, that was not the right choice for me, but I had started it. I was, didn't know what else I wanted to do. It was an education which could take me in lots of different directions. And I felt like, well, you know, let's at least finish this and then see where it takes me. So I did. And all of a sudden, I'm 20 plus years in, and I never truly worked as a facility manager other than in interim positions. And I was working as a project manager, talking to lots of facility managers, but never really working as one, and working in a field that really didn't interest me and I wasn't passionate about. I was good at it, but I wasn't passionate about it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I always talk about how you know, the skills, the experiences, all of that that we've learned, because so many people feel like they've wasted years of their life.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't feel like you did. I feel like you said, you know, you were a consultant and now you're coaching, and those skills, you know, are going to help you get your business going, help you communicate with people, make you credible, all of those great things.
Exactly. And it may sound strange, but 20 plus years of management and consulting experience helps me as a guide, helps me as a ski instructor. I also take care of other people's holiday properties. It helps me in so many ways. And as a ski instructor, for example, I work with children, and which mostly means I have to talk to a lot of parents too. And it's so helpful that I have a few gray hairs and 20 years of management experience behind my in my pocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was a big leap that you took. Now, I know that I have audience members listening right now, and they're fed up with where they're at, or they just know that they're not passionate about it either. And there might be something there that they are passionate about. So I want you to tell them, what was your major hesitation or challenge moving into that?
So I spent years thinking about, I would love to do something else, not knowing what that something else was, but definitely knowing it was something else. And I always looked at some at people that, you know, just left it all behind with some kind of admiration and awe. And also thinking, well, I'm never going to do that. You know, I have a house, I have a steady income, I'm building a pension. You know, my family will think I'm crazy, all those kind of things. But I think the fear of insecurity, of not knowing where my next, in my case, euro was going to come from, was what held me back the most. And also working for the same company in, it's kind of left me unsure what my, for lack of a better word, my worth on the marketplace was going to be. And at some point, I just felt, you know, I'm just going to chuck it all. Who cares? I'm going to do this because I am so unhappy. I was physically suffering from symptoms like that were similar to sleep apnea, to I was overweight, all those things that, you know, that don't help. And I decided to figure it out. The best exercise somebody gave me was make a list of 20 occupations, no matter whether you have the experience or the education for it, doesn't matter. Make a list of 20 occupations that you really would love to do. And I was like, 20? I'll be happy if I come to a list of 5. And then they gave me this great tip. Think back to when you were a little girl. What were the things that you dreamed about doing? And I was a tomboy. I was like, I want to be a cowboy. I want to be a police agent. I want to go into the military. I want to be a vet. And all of a sudden, I had a list of 20 occupations. And it wasn't about the occupations per se. It was about what was the common thread in those occupations. And for me, it was being independent, it was being free, it was being able to teach people, but also to go off on my own sometimes, and to be outside a lot.
I think we're going to have to make that the go-do at the end of the show, because that is super powerful. I always say that your purpose here, right? Your life purpose is not a role that you play, it's a feeling you get.
Yeah.
And so I love that you looked at all of those and you found the common threads, because if you then look at those common threads, you could add those all up and figure out what is it, the feeling you get from all of that, and that's what you want. And I think for you, freedom is a big thing.
Yep. Freedom and independence are really big things. I'm one of those people that when everybody says, let's go left, I'm like, really? What's on the right-hand side? Let's go over there and see.
So were you able to retire from your other job or not?
No, God, no. I quit, then went freelance for 4 years because I still really, I knew I wanted to go to Austria, but I still really hadn't figured out how I was going to do that, how I was going to somehow earn a livelihood. So I thought, well, you know, I'll do what I've been doing, but I'll do it as a freelancer. And I was lucky enough to be allowed to take a client with me. So I had some money coming in from the start. I did that for 4 years. And when I found myself falling asleep behind the wheel and having to stop, pull over and sleep for 20 minutes, about 10 minutes away from my house, because otherwise I wouldn't have a major accident, that's the day I decided to put my house up for sale and sell the place. And nearly got a heart attack when my house was sold within 2 weeks in a declining market. But that was my nest egg, and that sort of helped me start up in Austria. See, I lived off my nest egg for a little while.
And that's the other big thing, right? Is that when something is important enough to you, you'll do anything to do it, such as selling your home.
Yeah. It's one of those things, selling the house and moving away to Austria and not knowing where I was going to, where my family, especially my dad, was, who is great and who, you know, who only wants the best for me, was like, you sold your house? You are moving to Austria? What are you going to do there? And I sort of said, I don't really know. And he was like...
He was like, have you lost your mind? And what...
Sort of. The first question that came out of his mouth was like, but what about your pension? And it was really funny and really sweet. My mom was sitting next to him and she almost, you know, sort of slapped his arm and said, why can't you be happy for her that she's going to do what she wants to be doing?
That's really great that your mom feels that way, because I definitely know, you know, I left a 12-year teaching career to do what I'm doing. So my parents right now are looking at me like, are you out of your mind? You know,
yeah.
Your pension, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think, though, that you've learned about yourself through this?
What a really important lesson for me was the fact that I found that I could live with all the insecurity that comes from freelancing and from not knowing where your next paycheck or your next euro or your next dollar is going to come from. And those 4 years as a freelancer taught me that. I had I injured myself skiing at some point, and I was benched due to my injury for about 2 months. And then I was benched for another 6 months, I think, because the market had gotten so bad that I couldn't find another assignment. It took me about, all in all, I was benched for 8 months, and I pretty much ate up the nest egg that I had been building for Austria. So I really needed the nest egg that I got when I sold my house. But all the time I felt like something's going to happen. I will get a new client. I will find some way to earn money again. So that was really surprising, because while I was in this steady job, I was always scared of the insecurities. I was scared of the fact that I wouldn't know where my next paycheck was going to come from. I still don't know that. You know, I know it in the winter because I work as a ski instructor for 4 months.
Right.
So that means I get 4 months of steady pay. And that's not a whole lot of money, but it's a whole lot of fun.
Right. Well, you know, you are not going to have regrets.
No. And I don't really believe in regrets anyways. People make decisions based on what they know at the time of their decision. If 2 seconds later, in my case, my stomach starts to churn and it's like, I know I need to make a different decision. That doesn't mean that the previous one was bad or wrong or whatever. It just means that I now know more than I did before.
Okay, so are you a reader? Do you have a resource?
Oh. That I read a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is something you could share with my audience that would help them if they're in the same line of thinking that you are?
There's lots and lots of books. One of the books I really like is The Art of Possibility, Transforming Professional and Personal Life by Rosamund Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander. I found this book through a TED Talk by Benjamin Zander, and that is called The Transformative Power of Classical Music. And that got me interested in Benjamin Zander, and I Googled him, and then I found this book. The Art of Possibility is exactly what it says. It tells you about looking at life in a different way. looking at the possibilities instead of the problems.
Okay, I like that. Now, this is the Motivate Me Express to Success. So, because I believe, you know, just like you did, and nobody is saying that you have to make a decision and make a giant leap. And nobody is saying that if you do want to make a giant leap, that you have to do it tomorrow. You took time, you transitioned. And I think that's really what most people do. And that's kind of how I came up with envision, explore, execute. Yeah. Because I'm sure that you envisioned yourself living in Austria and what your life would be like. And then you explored how to go about making it happen. And then you executed a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who want to leave the job they're in now and go out on a limb to live a life that is passion filled, what should they envision for themselves?
It's also what I do in my coaching. I tell people to pick their mountaintop, whether it be real or virtual. And if you want a different life, that exercise that go to what we talked about earlier, or what we'll be talking about in a minute, is a really good one to help you figure out what at least should be components in your life and in that job that you're perhaps looking for. So visualize that, pick that as your goal, and then start researching, okay, what are the talents that I have? What are the capabilities I already have? What is the experience I already have, and what do I still need, and how am I going to get that? You know, it's sort of like if you're going to hike to a mountaintop, you're going to get the maps, and you're going to go to the internet, and you're going to study the route you're going to take. And if you don't know yet how to read a compass and how to read a map, you're going to learn that because you might need it. And then you literally take the first step. You go out and you start walking.
I love it. And you just totally brought us right from envision, explore, to execute that plan. Start walking up the mountain. And it is going to be a climb.
Yes, it is. And there's going to be valleys too. And you might even find that the road is blocked and you have to retrace some of your steps. But like it is in the mountains, it is in life, you will always be able to find a different trail that will take you to that mountain.
So true, so true. So what closing advice or final thoughts do you have for everybody today?
I regularly tell myself to abandon all fear, to dare greatly, and to be a mountain seeker. It's sort of a mantra I tell myself when I am looking at something, or I'm going to do something, or I want to do something where I am afraid because it's new, it is something outside of my comfort zone. And lately, when I tell myself, well, just abandon all fear, just do it, it almost always is not as bad as I thought it would be.
You know what, Herdy? I knew that when we first started to speak that what you were going to provide my audience with today was definitely going to be inspirational. I didn't realize on how many different levels we were going to connect, what you've been through and what I'm all about. So I want to thank you so much for sharing all this great advice and information with my fellow motivators.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. And it's been a pleasure.
Okay. So if people would like to contact you, and I know that you're already a part of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, so they can get you there. But what about other contact information?
All right. Well, I'm obviously on Facebook. You mentioned that already. If you search for me, Gerdy Verwoerd, GERDIVERWOERT, you'll find me. You'll also find my nickname. It's Dutchy. It's Gerdy Dutchy Verwoerd. You'll find me as well. I'm on Twitter, Gerdy VWT. Dare Greatly Coaching, and I'm on Google Plus. Anywhere else you can find me under Dare Greatly Coaching.
Okay, awesome. Because, you know, listen, I think that people who would like to reach out to you to find out, A, how did you do this? And other people who would be interested in having you partner with them up a mountain and coach them at the same time out in that type of beautiful environment. I just think that could be a really special experience.
Yes, it would be. Oh, and I forget one more. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if anybody wants to see what I did before I became a mountain hiking guide and did some other stuff in between as well, they can all look it up on LinkedIn.
And I'll make sure to include all of this contact information in the show notes, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, we are going to leave them with a go-do. So today, everybody, we already told you it was coming. What should they do today to get started?
Well, I would really recommend go think about those 20 occupations that you, maybe as a young child, really would like to have done. Maybe do it on a nice walk, a nice hike. Come back home, write it all down, and find the common thread in there. Because that will help you figure out what your passion is, what you want to be doing with your life.
I agree. And I'm such a fan of common denominators. So everybody, do that. List 20 different things that you could even possibly fathom doing. Have nothing holding you back. No
exactly.
Fear. Nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with your age. Just put it out there and analyze it. And you know what? Come into our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. And let us know what you found out. That's the end of the show today, everybody. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.